Here's half a sovereign for your trouble.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lancaster was a small pippin of a man with ruddy cheeks and white whiskers. The second fellow was a long, dried-up creature whose name was Hugh Pattins. He also received his dismissal and a half sovereign. The third applicant was a giant of a man, with a fierce bulldog face framed through a tangle of hair and beard. He dwarfed all of us in the room as he stood there, twisting his cap in his powerful hands, when Holmes asked him for his name.
Patrick Cairns, sir.
Harpooner?
Yes, sir. 26 voyages out of Dundee.
Ready to start with an exploring ship?
I am that.
The wages are £8 a month.
Aye.
Have you your papers?
I have them here.
Yes. They seem to be in order. Yes, you're just the man I want. The agreement's on the side table over there, if you'd be good enough to sign it.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm no much of a pen. Where do I put my mark?
Just there.
God, watch it, you dumpy swinster!
Neutral lease inspector, man. Let go your hold.
Oh, and no doubt you recognize this, my good fellow.
A service revolver, pointing more or less at your temple. Now, draw back, if you will.
Curse you!
No doubt. But my friend Watson here is an ex-army man and so totally impervious to curses. So why don't you just lean yourself back on the carpet? There's nowhere else you're going to go. You all right, Hopkins?
Just a bloody nose, but... Stop.
Well, your pain will be assuaged, no doubt, by the fact that I've brought your case to a more satisfactory ending.
But how? Oh, I should never have forgotten. I am the pupil, you the master. But even now, I don't see what you've done. What does it signify?
That you should never lose sight of the alternative.
Precisely. You were so obsessed with young Nelligan that you could not spare a thought to Mr. Cairns here. The true murderer of Peter Carey.
Now see here, mister. I killed Peter Carey, not murder. There's a difference.
Then let us hear it.
I knew Black Peter too well. I was ready, all right. It was him or me.
How came you there in the first place?
Yeah. Oh, it all began in 83. He had helped me sit up so I can speak easier.
All right.
But no tricks.
There's no much danger of that, is there? So, 83. Aye, August. Peter Carey was master of the Sea Unicorn. I was harpooner. We were caught in some damned rough seas off the Norwegian coast. We picked up this little craft. There's only the one man on it. A landsman and near done in too. The craft was smashed to pieces. All the baggage he had with him was this one tin box.
Nelligan, of course. What happened to him?
He disappeared. Second night in the ship and he disappeared. Fallen overboard in the heavy weather. No sign of the tin box either. Lost at sea, eh? And nobody asked any questions, so back we went to Dundee.
What happened next?
Peter Carey disappeared. That's what happened. Right out of the blue, he did it. Disappeared, eh? Come into some money, they said.
But you kept a lookout for him, I'll wager.
Aye, I did. For many a long year.
Yes, and why?
Because I saw something in that second night that nobody else did. I'm a bad thirst for me here.
There's some coffee.
Have you nothing stronger? No rum of sort?
No, I'm afraid not.
Coffee.
I'm afraid you'll have to carry on unslaked, Mr. Cairns.
Aye, so be it. Well, not long back, I finally found out where Black Peter was, through a sailor man he'd met up with in London. So I went down to see him, in his country retreat. Morning, Skipper.
Hmm?
Fine place you have here. A very fine place.
What the hell are you doing round these parts?
Oh, I just came to say hello to an old shipmate.
Is that so?
Aye, I thought we could have a few yarns together. Talk over old times. Well, you see, nowadays things are hard, Skipper. No like when you made your fortune. Aye, times are hard now.
Well, that's too bad. Oh, good day to you.
So I was there when you did.
What?
Make your fortune.
Oh, to see, there's taken out of a man.